We're on the line right now with the superintendent of the Northland School Division, Dr. Nancy Spencer-Poitras. And first off, obviously an exciting but a bit of a tense time as we're preparing to reopen schools in the area. And based on the feedback you've received so far, are students and staff and parents excited for the resumption of classes, nervous, little mix of both? What kind of reaction are you hearing?
Definitely we're hearing a mixture of both. With our reentry plan, we've addressed all of the chief medical officer's requirements, but we've also put a few of our own in place. But we put a survey out for our parents, and we have it open until Friday, just to get more feedback to see if parents are feeling nervous about sending their children to school in person. We're also having an online or an at-home learning option as well, till people feel a little more calm about it. We have some families that are definitely excited about having their children go back. And, of course, the children are excited to see some of their friends that they haven't seen since March. So it's a bit of a mixed bag as to how people are feeling.
Okay, great. And you had mentioned as well that the Northland School Division is going a little bit beyond the suggestions of Alberta Health Services. What are some of the extra measures that this school division has taken?
Well, we're staggering the very first week. Our startup doesn't start until September 8th, which is a little bit later than everyone else's, which is working to our advantage because we can learn from the other school divisions that are starting a week earlier. But some of the things that we're doing is we're staggering entry. So schools, and it will depend on the size of the school, the principals will be contacting parents and telling which grades will be coming in on which day. So, some of the schools might bring half of the kindergarten class in and maybe the half of the grade twos. We want to ensure that we are having small enough numbers that we can teach them the proper protocols that have been given to us from the chief medical officer, such as sanitizing your hands when they come into school, sanitizing your hands before they go into classroom. So they have to have the opportunity with small groups to learn the protocols, and so that's why we're staggering our entry the very first week.
Okay, very interesting. Also as well, if parents and students are uncomfortable returning to in-class learning, obviously there's some people will have some concerns about this. Is there an online option?
Yes, and because we're such a large geographic district, some of our parents and students do not have access to internet and some do. So again, we'll be offering a variety of options. So, for example, there will be some online if they have access to the internet. We've, through this whole thing, come up with another way of doing online learning where we'll have teachers assigned who will actually be teaching the students at home, but we'll record it on memory sticks, which then can be sent to the children who have no access to the internet, and they can pop it in the district-provided Google Chromebooks so they can watch the teacher teaching the lesson. And they can respond through paper copy. So we're learning to adapt to whatever this is going to look like and how we can best support our students.
All right. And I guess this kind of sets up the next question, and that the fact that this pandemic has kind of changed the way that everybody in the world goes about their business. How has the pandemic prepared the Northland School Division for new ways of education delivery that maybe you wouldn't have thought of in a pre-pandemic world?
Well, Northland, with being the large geographic size that we are, we had been looking back in November at ways that we could ensure programming throughout the district without the travel costs, because you can imagine with the size of it, the travel costs, bringing our pedagogical supervisors or our tech people to the various areas. So for us, although it's been a horrific situation with the pandemic, it has allowed us to look at technology different. Within 2 weeks from the pandemic happening, we got our entire teaching staff online. We offered over 600 professional learning opportunities in all of those months to allow our teachers to be able to learn how to use Google Chromebook, to use Zoom, to look at some of the online materials that they can do so that they could offer classrooms through online learning. And so for us, it has enabled us to open a door that not only will it save us money in regards to travel costs, but it has allowed us to bring our principals together for principal meetings, whereas before we could only bring them together 3 times a year simply because of the sheer cost of bringing them all together. Now we have Zoom meetings. When it first hit, we were having Zoom meetings every day. So we have done more communication because of the need for technology and the use of technology.
Yeah, well, definitely. And I guess also as well, I know we've kind of touched on this before, but outdoors and land-based education is such a big part of what the Northland School Division does. And I'm just wondering, will there be any changes to how that is done, given physical distancing requirements?
One of the things that we know with this pandemic and with this particular virus, the best thing you can do is be outside and not be in small confined spaces. So we will be encouraging our teaching staff whenever and wherever possible to be able to take the learning outside. And so it won't be just the land-based learning. It might be taking students out to do their math class in the fresh air. Our students love being outside. With some of our land-based learning opportunities that we use, we infuse the regular curriculum through them. So basically, what it's going to allow us to do is to be able to show when they're looking at some of the plants out in the wilderness, they'll be able to link that to the science curriculum that they're doing in their regular classroom. So we'll still do the social distancing that will occur, but it'll just be outside. And our children will have a better opportunity to experience the outdoors more so than we would normally do with our land-based learning.
All right, awesome. And also, I guess, as well, we've talked about students, staff, parents. Anybody else, any other stakeholders, or at least bus drivers, anything like that, express any concern or even excitement about the return to school?
Again, everybody, you know, the beginning of school is always exciting. And especially for our little ones who it's new, it's going to be very different than what we would normally do with the beginning of school. We have put things in place for our bus drivers, things like the masks and flip-up visors. It's going to look different, but the key message is it's going to be a place for students to be able to come and be successful, but we're putting all those things in place to make it as safe as possible for the students, the staff, the bus drivers, the parents, and the communities, because our communities play a very large part of the success of our students in our communities. And so we've been reaching out to all of our communities to see how they're feeling and to see if there's things that we can put in place to ease some of the tension that's happening.
Okay, excellent. Anything else you'd like to add that I may have forgotten?
I think the most important thing when we're thinking about this is that, you know, every parent is going to look at it differently and every child is going to look at it differently, but we're trying to put in support for some of the uneasiness. We know that students coming to school, some of them, they're going to be apprehensive, and so we'll be showcasing through videos to our parents through the interval before school starts some of the things that we're putting in place, and we're hoping that that will ease some of the worry that they might have.
All right, excellent. Well, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.